Welcome, welcome, welcome to Conversation Nation. I am one third of your host, Larry Merchant, and I got the other two parts of this three-part podcast. Why y'all being so quiet?
Oh, I was supposed to talk.
Oh, were we supposed to say something?
This is a free intro. You welcome to like say whatever.
Listen, it's you know, Nikki Jackson over here.
Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm Crystal.
And we also have Crystal. All right. We've been gone for a minute, so I ain't even gonna drive the intro for too much longer. We're gonna get straight into it. I'm saying a lot. Man, I'm rusty. We've been gone for a long time. We've been gone since like December last year. There's a whole bunch of other shit been going on. Him. Yeah. That ain't my fault. First thing we're going to talk about is the WAP video or the WAP video. I was told it's pronounced WAP. That would make me think that it's spelled WOP, which it is not, but.
But if you're trying to talk to Alexa or Siri, you have to say WAP.
I don't talk to my Siri because she's a smart ass. But not necessarily the video itself, but we're going to talk about the controversy surrounding it. Like all the people and commentators that have been talking about it. And by commentators, I mean anybody with a camera and access to the internet and any type of social media platform. Everybody's going to want to run their mouth about this shit. Okay. So, Nikki, I'm going to let you go first. How do you feel about what everybody else has been saying about the video? And the song?
I think it's a bunch of bullshit what people are saying because it makes no sense. These women are in their 20s. They're in like their mid-20s, late 20s. They're been about their money. We already know Cardi B was a stripper and was a rapper and everything. So it makes no sense that people are trying to idolize this been stripper. Like, she been about her money, showing her ass and getting them dollars. Like, the fuck? You worried about it? Yeah.
Crystal?
I mean, I don't really know much about the controversy. I just know that people are real upset about it. Right. I don't get why. Nobody's forcing you to watch this or listen to it. Like, what's the problem? Don't listen to it if you don't like it.
So, being a man and being a black man who has a whole bunch of nieces, and I don't have daughters of my own, but being a guy who has dated women who have daughters, who a specific one has that I've dated before has two daughters, and I look at all her kids like my own. I think all these people complaining about this video are a bunch of jackasses. Because look, just like just people have been making songs and videos like this since forever.
Thank you.
It's just been mostly guys.
Exactly.
Uncle Luke, 2 Live Crew, all the other different rappers that have had songs that may not be as raunchy as the WAP video, but half naked women in their videos. Mystical had a woman in his video with fucking pasties on. Pasties.
The titty stickers.
Yeah.
Blurred Lines was recently butt ass. So, yeah.
That was like back, and with Mystical, that was like back in, I think, what was that video? I want to say that was probably like the late 90s, maybe. Or maybe the early 2000s. It was probably the early 2000s, the Shake Your Ass video. Like, come on, bro. Like, because I've heard a bunch of different guys like, I don't want my daughter, I don't want these women, these young ladies growing up watching that and thinking that's what this is. So, I'm gonna be real blunt when I say this. If your daughter grows up and sees that WAP video or something like it, and she grows up to be something like that, like an extra hood or ghetto chick that feel like shaking her ass or twerking is like her number one talent, and all she can bring to the table in a relationship or to a job or whatever, It's probably not because of any kind of video on TV. She probably would have did that anyway. Your daughter is a thot.
Your daughter's a hoe.
Either she a thot, or either she a future thot, or she probably, you probably just a bad parent.
Ooh.
Because anybody that complain about whatever goes on TV, if you see your child in front of the TV or you not there to police what they watch with all the technology we got today, you stupid. You dumb as hell. And you are banking on celebrities to raise your child.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. I know that from my personal experience, because I have a daughter. She heard the video. She heard that. I fucking love that song. I listen to it all the time. She knows not to twerk. She knows not to curse. I'd beat that ass. But she knows that she can't say certain things. So she doesn't listen to the song. It's not to her liking. It's not one of those songs that she would listen to in private. So it's more like a mommy song for if I play it in the car, or I feel like talking to Alexa and, you know, I wake up and try to, you know, wake myself up with that song. But yeah, like you cannot blame your children. First of all, children shouldn't be watching that video in the first place. Second of all, don't blame kids for the fact of, oh, they might grow up raunchy. First of all, I've heard so many inappropriate songs, lick that, my neck, my back. Like, what? Are you going to sit here and tell me?
And that's the number one thing. Like I said, I was a guest on a podcast yesterday. If you're watching this on whatever date, or listening to this, I keep saying watching, like we're on TV. It was Sunday, September the 16th. I was a guest on a podcast called Assholes Anonymous down here in Birmingham. Check them out on YouTube. You'll see me sitting there with them talking about misogyny and stuff like that. But anyway, and they want to be guests on this podcast, which will happen in the future. But one of the guys was saying that it wouldn't matter, like, because women are okaying this type of stuff, like okaying that type of behavior and stuff like that. I'm like, well, really, it's just really you only have a problem with this video because it's so popular. Because when Kaya did My Neck and My Back, everybody was saying that shit, but it wasn't on every TV. Like this one is. It wasn't one of the biggest names in female rap like these two are. Like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. It wasn't Lil' Kim doing it, but even though Lil' Kim did some of the same shit, it just her songs weren't necessarily pinpointing the raunchiness. She said raunchy stuff in her song. She modeled in raunchy ways. She got her own pose. Any woman that squat down with her legs open with a bikini and model like that, they call that the Lil' Kim pose. Mm-hmm. That's the Lil' Kim pose.
That's okay.
But ain't nobody had nothing to say about that shit.
I know that.
Nobody had nothing to say about none of that. Now all of a sudden, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are bad for young girls. It's just like with video games. We got ratings on video games, just like we got ratings on music, to keep people underage who should not be listening to it or playing mm-hmm. it from listening to it or playing it. If you 9 years old, you should not be playing Mortal Kombat. But what do parents do? When Mortal Kombat come out, they get it for their child. And the child sit there and look at a bunch of gore and all that shit. I don't think it's going to hurt them.
If Timmy
gonna grow up to be a murderer, it ain't gonna be because of Mortal Kombat. He probably was gonna murder people anyway.
Yep.
but still, as per the rule or the law, he should not be playing it. But because parents will go and get the game for their child, they ain't got no choice but to sell it to you. You can't deny it to. They don't do it like cigarettes, like how a corner store would do. a corner store will, a lot of the time, if they feel like you as an adult are buying alcohol or cigarettes for a minor, like you about to buy it and then walk out and give it to them, sometimes they won't sell it to you if they have that choice. They'd be like, no, because I feel like you finna go and take this and give it to whoever that's underage. Mm-hmm. But Walmart and GameStop and all, they're not finna do that with no video games. And parents pretty much do the same thing when it comes to TV and music and stuff. A lot of y'all parents got children and little girls and all this. And some of these same, I'm just going to be honest, I'm just going to call them what I want to call them. Some of these same niggas that's saying this shit want to act like you such a proud black man and all this other shit, that you got a problem with these two women talking about their own bodies and stuff like that. Some of these same guys, they sit their child in front of the TV and they don't have no problem with them watching whatever they watch. They don't put no parental controls on the TV or none of that shit. You want them to police their own music so you don't have to.
Yeah.
You want them to clean up their music so you don't have to do your job as a parent and go in there and tell your child, hey, what the fuck is you watching? This ain't, you're not supposed to be watching this. Put that shit on Nickelodeon or something. Mm-hmm. Put that shit on Cartoon Network. But don't watch it after fucking 11 o'clock because then it's Adult Swim and that ain't for you.
Like, 11 o'clock, Adult Swim starts at 7, bro.
I don't watch Cartoon 8. Network. I don't watch Cartoon Network no more. When I watched it, Adult Swim started at like 9 or 11 or something
like
that.
Yeah, it used to start at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying, though. You get what I'm saying, though. Like,
and they also fucking those bitches. They also fucking with those bitches that are strippers and everything and bringing those girls around. And it's not even the videos. Yo, do you see your daddy with them girls?
In that sense, I get it. Because they're adults. You can fuck with a stripper if you're an adult. I get that. I don't feel like that's hypocritical. I don't feel like that's being a bad parent. I can be a parent and have sex with a stripper. You know what I'm saying? And tell my child, don't watch this. You a child. This ain't for you yet. Wait till you get older and you can think for yourself and you know a little more about the world. Then you can make all of your own decisions yourself. But right now, you a child. You got to do what I tell you to do. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't that they messing with strippers. It's just the fact that they feel like the music, it all go back to role models and people wanting role models for their kids and shit. I think that's the dumbest shit in the world. Just like Charles Barkley said all them years ago when he used to play in the NBA, I am not a role model. Because he got in trouble for, I forget what it was he did or said, and people got mad and was like, oh my God, you're a role model. How could you say this? With children watching, they look up to you and all this. Why? Why do they look up to me? I'm just a basketball player. I play basketball for a living. Why your child looking up to me? Why he not looking up to you? Why he not looking up to his parents?
It was the same thing when Miley Cyrus switched from Disney Channel to whatever the hell that crazy shit she started doing.
Right.
And I was pissed off about that too.
Mm-hmm. It was dumb as hell. It was dumb as hell. But she was an adult. And just like with every Disney Channel, just like with Zendaya and what is her name? That was in Aquila and the Bee. It's Kiki, but it's Kiki. What's her last name?
Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer. Just like with Kiki Palmer and Zac Efron and all that. When you own the Disney Channel, you're there until you reach a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you're still an actor, but you're starting to do more serious roles, more adult roles. You got to tear yourself away from that. You can't be Disney Channel when you're 35. Trying to act and shit. You can't do that.
They might try.
You're too old for that shit. You could, but really it's more established actors and shit. People
Raven Simone's doing it. She has a show called Raven's Home.
Raven Simone got a bunch of money too. Not everybody got money like that from acting on Disney. Raven Simone got a bunch of money, but she probably making more than some of the people who are older than her and on Disney Channel. She been the star ever since she was on Disney Channel. She been the main star. But I just think it's dumb. I saw one of these guys on Twitter. people was passing his video around, sharing it, and he was on there with all that dumbass shit talking about how young women should act and all this other shit. All right, bro. All right, tell me that. Give me this fucking story about how young women should act when a butt naked ass woman standing in front of you. What you gonna do? The money gonna fly out your pocket. Like, shut up. Tell your daughter how young women should act. Don't get on no video and try to tell all these women across the world. Well, all the women across the world ain't watching his video, but you get what I'm saying. Don't get in front of no camera to try to tell all these women around the world how they should act. When you should be telling you should be using your parenting skills and telling your daughter how to act. I understand that some young girls can be impressionable. Well, kids, period, can be impressionable at certain ages. But that's why parents are there. If everybody else is supposed, if all these other celebrities and stars who make certain music for certain people are supposed to be cleaning up their shit, their music, their art, for your kids, what do we need you for? You might well have your child and just leave the hospital and go home. I'm good. Cardi B going to raise my child. I'm good. I'm going to go to the house and take a rest.
Wow.
That shit dumb as hell. I hate them kind of parents. Let's just sit your child in front of the TV and feel like LeBron James going to raise your child. LeBron James should not be your child's role model, even though he would be a good one, a real good one.
That's a fact.
But he shouldn't be. You shouldn't bank on that. You should not bank on that, because that man is human. Kobe Bryant was a role model to a lot of kids, and then he had sex with that woman, cheated on his wife, and then got accused of rape. Then a lot of people start switching up on him, which I find odd, because nobody forgave Michael Vick, but everybody forgave Kobe Bryant. That's a story for another time. I ain't gonna stay on this topic for too long. I think we've said everything that needs to be said about it.
Yeah, well, I think the next topic should start, which is a good one. I think it's a pretty good one, which is men's birth control, since, you know.
You are terrible at transitions.
I am.
You are terrible at transitions. Sorry. You should let me do that.
You talk way too much.
I think that.
We're done. No, okay.
All right. Men's birth control. So tell me about, because I haven't looked into this for real. So tell me about men's birth control.
So men's birth control, because they did come out with a shot and also pill version of men's birth control, which is just like women's birth control, the pill that you have to take daily. At a certain amount of time, but the only reason why I've heard men don't want to take it is because it comes with side effects, which those side effects are bloating, irritability, mood swings. The shit that women go through, and men don't like it. So what is your outlook on it, since you are a man?
So, which one of those do you think is the better way to go? The shot or the daily pill?
The shot, because the shot is a 3-month period. Like, you only have to take it once every 3 months. Like, death out.
Well, if you end up gaining weight like some women do for birth control, I don't think men would necessarily like to get fat either. Yeah. So, it would either be weight gain and every other side effect. Either way, it's kind of just pick your poison.
Yeah, but the side effects are just like the same as women's side effects. Like, except for our women, birth control could come with, you know, other health risks. Like, we could get breast cancer, and other, like, we could get clogged There's so many other health risks that comes with women.
But men
birth
do
control.
also have other forms of birth control. There's chemical castration, there's vasectomies, different stuff like that, options that women don't have.
Okay.
So there's different forms of male birth control.
There
it's
is
just
one wait.
taking away manhood.
There's one thing that you guys are overlooking, and I'm surprised that you overlook this. Side effects aside, I am more inclined to the shot, but you need to make sure as a woman that when he go and get this shot, you need to be there to witness it. Do not trust niggas. And when I say niggas, I mean all men. Don't trust us, because it's a whole lot of dummies out there who I see. That pill shit is going to create more problems than it solves.
Yep.
I can see a bunch of niggas out there like, yeah, I'm on the pill. We ain't got to use no condom. Just out there just making babies.
And they on child support. They got to send that shit. Mm-hmm. Then they want to be salty about it.
So motherfucker come over your house, forget to take the pill, do what he going to do anyway. He's like, all right, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. I just pull out or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hope God is on your side on that one.
Oh no.
Let that man get that shot and have him bring the paperwork to. If you don't see him get it with your own eyes, have him bring his paperwork with you to the date. Like, huh, let me look at this date. Okay, that was 2 months ago. Good. You got a whole other month to go. You straight. Hey. Outside of that, them side effects. I ain't with all that. I don't know if the side effects are worth it.
The side effects are pretty mild.
The side effects
are not. They're not going to kill you.
Exactly. Those side effects are so mild.
That's all right. You finna take the side. You finna deal with them side effects for possibly getting some pussy and not having to worry about getting pregnant. Possibly.
For possibly. If you a possibly kind of nigga, just use a condom.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. That's my point.
If you constantly having sex, then the birth control is a good option. But if you just a possibly kind of dude, then
man, it is not enough. There are not enough niggas out here constantly having sex. There's not that many for us to constitute a pill or a shot. With them,
well, it's the same thing with women. Women out there that aren't constantly having sex.
Yeah, but y'all side of
birth control for other reasons too, like acne and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's on y'all. In my opinion, that's on y'all if y'all want to take birth control. Just like with guys, I feel like it should be an option. That's on you. If you feel like it's worth it for you, go ahead. I don't feel like it's for any man, to be honest with you, I don't think it's worth the side effects.
Yeah, I don't like the discomfort that it comes with. Nope. I don't like getting a splitting headache in the middle of the day for no reason.
I don't like choosing it. Like before y'all start bombarding me with all this, Before y'all start
The only place that can hurt is your balls.
Before y'all start bombarding me with all this period stuff, y'all did not choose it. If we do that, we are choosing that shit. I am not choosing none of that. Thank you very much. I hate it for y'all. I'm so sorry that y'all have to deal with it. You have my deepest sympathies. But I ain't going through that shit. Not on purpose.
Oh, God.
Maybe if I was
You don't want the prepubescent type of acne that you get?
Nope.
Not the cramps in the gut?
I've had
not knowing how to fix it,
and the potential diarrhea that you can get from the discomfort and the swelling.
Just scared.
Oh man!
On your mood swings,
side effects.
Your mood swings. You know, happy 1 second, next second you want to throw things and break them.
No, I'm cool. And y'all shouldn't want no guys. Y'all shouldn't want no guys to have that shit.
First of all, niggas do that anyway.
That's a side. No, some niggas do that. Not every guy.
I'm just saying, a lot of niggas do that anyway. They be like, "Hey, you're fine. Let me get your number." Oh, no. You go, what? You a hoe anyway? Fuck you.
That's exactly how it be too.
That's,
bro.
That's the New York motherfuckers. Maybe like 30 of them at a gas station and shit.
That's a United States motherfucker kind of thing.
First of all, that shit happens down south too. They all be down south at the gas station.
It don't happen down south, but that shit don't happen that often.
It happens very often.
Yeah, I was like, he just don't be at the gas station to be knowing.
Yes. Yes, because I don't need to put gas in my car.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're not a woman. You're not a woman, so they're not looking for you. They're not looking for you.
I should hope not.
So when you go to the gas station, you get a gas.
Imagine women on the prowl, creeping around the corner. Like, I see you over there.
I didn't say it don't be niggas at the gas station. I said it don't be that many niggas that had that reaction to a woman rejecting them. In New York, maybe, but it ain't like that down. It's guys I've that had do that it down here. It's guys that do it down here. Well, I don't know about Texas.
Isn't that down south? Isn't that not down south?
I said down here. I didn't say down south. You said down south. I said down here, meaning where I live.
I just think of all southern. He said down here, all southern. Nah.
It's definitely not a regional thing. It's a United States kind of thing.
I would still guess. If I had to guess, I would still say it happens more up north because they are way more bold as a people, period. Like men and women. People up in them northern states are way real bold. Like they don't give a fuck.
I mean, it happens a lot if you're a woman of color and it's a white guy texting you. They start calling you all kinds of racial slurs too.
I'm beating the gas.
It's not even just you a hoe. It's like, nah, you a little punk ass nigger hoe.
Oh no. He finna catch those hands if he ever try to say some shit like that.
We slightly off topic.
Not that side.
But getting back on topic though. So do y'all feel like we should be using, well, men should be using those forms of birth control, or do we just keep what we got?
I think if men has an opinion in the fact that girls should get abortions or not, they should also have the opinion of they should be taking birth control.
That's fair. That's fair. If you don't want to have no babies, then I would say if you don't want to have no babies, you need to be using some type of birth control if you're a guy. Maybe not necessarily the shot or the pill, but it's other shit. You got condoms.
Castration. Chemical castration and vasectomy.
Sure, she still want to be cutting the dicks off and cutting their balls off.
In the form of no children.
I'm just saying, no one, I don't think any man is ready to just get neutered. They're not ready to be around like some lazy freaking cats that been neutered. Oh, no.
I feel like all them niggas that be going on Mara Povich with 14 babies by 13 different women need to be, they probably need to be neutered. Because I'm tired of seeing that shit. I don't even watch Mara Povich no more. But, like, goddamn, bro. Like, just stop. Stop it.
Like, what's that show? That 25 Kids and Counting?
Oh.
That was that whole scandal with that dude that was raping his family and shit.
What
were they called?
Oh my goodness.
it was a TLC show.
Yeah. I only heard it was 21 and counting. I don't 27.
I don't know what the show is called. The Duggars.
It was a happy show.
No, they took it off the air because he was molesting their sisters when they were young. The church covered it up.
Oh my god.
The parents covered it up. Oh yeah, it was a mess. And then it was caught on Ashley Madison while he was married with his wife with children, and his wife kept defending him, and it was a mess.
Nah.
Ashley Madison
is cheating with him. Is that why there were so many kids?
I don't think so,
but I know a lot of the daughters did have children also.
So I'm trying to see, because I always wondered, like, did he have a bunch of kids by a bunch of women? Or was all like 20 something of them kids from one woman?
No, I think he had like three or four wives.
No, the guy, the all those kids came from one woman. Ooh. And then there is the branch of the guy that was molesting the kid, that was one of their brothers. That was one of the kids that was molesting the sister.
Oh, it wasn't the dad.
Yeah, one of the kids, one of the older brothers molesting the sisters.
Oh my God.
And they covered it up and hid it. And he also molested one of the little girls from the church and some other stuff like that. And everything was covered up.
Oh no.
Nobody reported it or anything. Then there was the whole Ashley Madison deal, and it was, yeah. He's just a whole perv.
That's wild. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, he needed to be neutered.
Yeah. Taken off, and now there's just counting on with those two, with the two sisters that were molested.
I say neuter the brother. He don't need no kids.
I think she divorced him. I don't know for sure. I never kept up with the story. I just saw the whole scandal.
That's wild.
But I just know that she defended him for a long time, and they had a bunch of kids together.
Why are people so interested in white people having a whole bunch of fucking kids?
Well, I mean, they're men, so the job of the woman is just to bear children and kind of stay in the house.
But most viewers are women, which is funny.
Yeah, that's not sexist at all. Let's throw that on TV. shame the black people for having kids.
You haven't noticed that they all wear skirts too? None of the women are allowed to wear pants.
I never saw that.
Oh. Yeah, it was.
I didn't know none of this.
They weren't allowed.
I heard of it. I had heard of it, but I had never saw it. But yeah, maybe they didn't have a problem with it because they were married. You know, all these black people having children out of wedlock. If you just get married, you can have like 30 kids. Nobody
cares. It's more socially acceptable when it's considered marriage because, you know, the man technically owns the woman, so he could do what as he will with her.
Oh, the man owns the woman. The fuck? Don't say it like that.
That's kind of how it is, though. Like, that's kind of accurate.
That's exactly how everyone portrays it as, oh.
Which religion is one of the main religions we got here in this country? I want to say Christianity or something like that, where if you married Catholic, that might be it. if you're married to your wife, if you want to have sex, she's not supposed to stop you.
She can't say no.
Yeah, and if she get pregnant, then she got to have a kid. So basically, you can just impregnate your wife as many times as you want.
I went to a Catholic school. Oh. That's exactly what was taught.
Mm-mm. Who sits down and tells you that? How do you even go about having that conversation with children?
The woman apparently that is forbidden from sex.
Apparently you don't have to because it's in the Bible.
Yeah, they put a lot of shit in the Bible.
No way that's in the Bible. No way that's in the Bible.
It's not technically in the Bible, but just like how they do with every pretty much Bible verse, they give a, you know, little spin-off of what they think this verse says.
It's in there, like, kind of generally. Like, it don't say anything specific, but it say you're supposed to honor your husband or something like that. So all of that type of shit falls under that umbrella of honoring your husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, not refusing sex when he want to have sex.
Isn't that just rape?
Yeah.
Not in the Bible.
It sure seems like rape no matter where it's from. It sure seems like rape no matter where it's from.
Well, Jesus don't think it's rape.
They'll say it's not rape if, you know, you're married.
But it's just like niggas, it's another case of people looking at something in the Bible and they interpreting it however they want to interpret it.
Yep.
To fit their own needs. Nick, you sound like you got us on speakerphone or something.
I don't. My room is just very open.
Okay. You need a rug. Okay. moving on, though. I'll do the next one. such a bang-up job with the last transition.
Okay. Thanks. You're awesome.
Yeah, good job. Black Lives Matter. I can hear the people turning off the podcast already. Okay.
If you do, you're cool. Sorry, just had to say that.
We're going to talk about all things Black Lives Matter right now. Right now, they're protesting in Chicago. What haven't they protested?
They're protesting everywhere.
protests have not stopped.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It hasn't been covered in the media as much, so I had no idea it was still happening.
Yeah. The thing that get me about it is, so I got, of course, y'all have seen it on Facebook. I have friends of mine who are in the Navy or who were in the Navy with me. And they are, a lot of them are not, and this is true, are not Black. And they don't understand, they don't fully understand Black Lives Matter. They see me supporting them, and they immediately, I literally could just make a post on Facebook or something, and they could just say hashtag BLM, not even spelling the whole thing out. And I get a bunch of people, oh, you support a terrorist organization. They walk around beating up people and all this other shit. And I'm just like, you really think they do that? You really think they just go around beating the fuck out of people?
Yes, like, they do.
If you get a bunch of people, because I've seen this happening in Chicago, and I follow, oh my God, this is probably the biggest idiot I've ever seen in my life. His name is the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. And I'm ashamed to say that he is from Montgomery, Alabama.
Aww.
And he is, he's an alleged reverend of what church? I don't know. I don't really care. But I found out about him on a show on YouTube called The Young Turks way back in like 2012 when he was, little background on him, little perspective about him. He was blaming the citizens of New Orleans for what happened to them in Katrina because he said that city and the people in it were very immoral. And that is why the hurricane Katrina came and damn near wiped out the whole city and flooded them and shit because he felt like that was God punishing them for being that way. He was like, all they had to do was just move. They could have just moved. Why didn't they leave? I'm like, bruh. What? So that's him in a nutshell.
You don't just pick up and move 3 days before a hurricane. That's not how that works.
But that's him in a nutshell. And he has a radio show. He is one of those that I like to call graham crackers. He's a Black man with a white soul, a racist white soul. If Uncle Ruckus was real, he would be the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He talked like he just had a stroke. If you hear him talk, he talked like he just had a stroke or his tongue is too big. Cause he just got this talk, this speak about him. It just sounded like he had like a brain deformity or something. And he just got through right now on his radio show, he's celebrating the month of the man or something like that, because he feel like guys are being feminized lately. And yeah, and he feels like, what is that stupid shit that he be saying? He feels like there aren't enough alphas. He feels like a lot of guys are like beta males, which,
well, right. I mean, guys are allowed to express some femininity now, so I mean, there's
y'all
that,
already know how
I wouldn't say that
y'all
feminine.
Already know how I feel about that alpha male bullshit. I don't feel like there is such a thing, but apparently he does. And he talks a lot on his show, on Twitter, and on Instagram about Black Lives Matter. He is always posting something negative about them. Always posting a bunch of Black people and maybe a few white people who he says, and this is, he himself is the only place where the people that follow him get that information from when it comes to these videos. He always says, oh, this is Black Lives Matter pulling a guy, dragging a guy out of his car and beating him up in Chicago. It's like, how do you know that? Where did you get that information from? You just saw the video. That could have been anything. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of stuff circulating like that. Not just from him. I'm using him as an example, but it's a lot of stuff circulating like that. I follow a lot of different people that do that type of stuff. And they post a lot of shit about that, and it forms opinions. It helps to form opinions in people's heads about Black Lives Matter. So from what?
I mean, it's not even Black Lives Matter. There can be negativity in any kind of protest, whether it's Black Lives Matter or anything like that. There are going to be negative people who do bad things.
Especially when it's a whole bunch of people.
But the majority of people are doing good for the community.
Because there are a lot of...
There really isn't.
To be real, there are a lot of people who claim to support Black Lives Matter, but when it comes time to protest and all that, they get out there and just start looting shit, which nobody denied. Mm-hmm. I saw the motherfuckers looting the Target in Minnesota. Motherfuckers who down here was looting. They looted one of the mall across town, Western Hills Mall. They looted half that mall. You know what I'm saying? We had to board our store. If I work at Haven Sports, we had to board the windows of our store to make sure that nobody looted us. Because people were doing that, but it wasn't most people. I haven't gone out there and protested as of yet, but I know a lot of people who have gone out there and protested. I know a girl, I know a lady, I know a woman who got arrested just by standing there and peacefully protesting. She got arrested over, I ain't gonna say her name because I don't know if she wanted me to say her name like that. But she got arrested over at Hoover. In Hoover, Alabama. On live. Police just walked up to her and just put the cuffs on her. And like, come with us. And she spent like half the day in jail. And this lady don't do nothing. She worked for one of the radio stations down here. It's like, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. The entire thing is crazy. All this shit surrounding Black Lives Matter is just crazy. And they use up.
I mean, in my city, we didn't really have an issue like we did in other places. We didn't really have to barricade much of anything. There was no looting. The whole protest, the police chief came down and gave a speech. The mayor came down and gave a speech. I think some of our city councilmen and stuff came down, gave a speech. It was very peaceful. Yeah. So we really didn't have that issue. But in another city in my state, it was bad. There were using rubber bullets for no reason. It was bad.
Yeah, I know of a guy who said that he lives in Vegas, and he was like, "Yeah, I was just trying to go out, and we ended up in the middle of a protest, and fuck around, got shot with rubber bullets and tear gas and all types of stuff." But some people they believe everybody that supports Black Lives Matter is just out there tearing up shit and trying to beat people up and all this other stuff. Like, Nikki, you've been pretty quiet.
Yeah, I was just about to say something.
I think it's the same thing. The same thing. I didn't realize my thing was muted. Oh my God. but it's the same thing in New York. Like, we've had in Poughkeepsie, we've peacefully protest and then had police block the area saying that there's curfew and then block our way out so this way it gets violent for no reason. It's not even like that we get violent or anything. And then you have like New York City where they are like on the extreme version of they're using rubber bullets. They're pouring out all the water that's meant for the protesters. They're leaving bricks outside just so it could supposedly be there when, you know, things get out of hand. Like, it's stupid. It's stupid. And with the place that I work in is I'm a youth counselor for kids, and we get a bad rep. The Black Lives Matter movement get a bad rep that is in the news, and then we have our kids going, oh, they believe whatever they see because that's all they freaking see. They don't have the outside world. They don't have cell phones. They don't have anything else. So, and I'm like, you can't believe everything you see. You can't see the Black Lives Matter movement and think we're a terrorist group where we're supposed to be for one another. It says Black Lives Matter. We never said only Black Lives Matter. We just say, hey, we want to be included too.
I mean, you gotta look at it like this, though. I understand what you're saying, but that one person that's still left, that's probably listening right now, who didn't just go ahead and click off of the podcast and it's like, let me see what these fucking terrorist supporters got to say about Black Lives Matter. He probably don't understand none of that shit. I'm sorry, he or she probably don't understand none of that shit. Feminism. But see, like, they probably don't understand none of that shit because they get their news from who they trust, and the people who they trust to get their news from are against Black Lives Matter. So they say everything that they can say against them, and they don't get their news from anywhere else. So basically, you in like a whole bubble of news that's only on one side, and they don't see the other side.
I don't understand how you can only use one news source, though. When I look at research stuff, I use as many news sources as possible. Whether they're against it or for it, I try to get as many as possible and piece together what I think, what it's my understanding of it.
Well, that's what reasonable people do. But these are not reasonable people.
I also think that with all freaking newscasts, they're supposed to be non-biased. Like, you're news. You're just supposed to report facts.
But see, this is the thing.
Oh, no, they're very biased.
Some of them are biased. I'm not going to lie. I've seen bias on both sides. I have. But the problem is people care about what happens with them. Then you get some people who care. They look at statistics. Every time I get into one of these, I haven't done it lately. But every time I used to get in one of these social media debates where you're just going back and forth in the comments with somebody that you don't even know about some shit. Every time I tell them to give me proof of something that they've said, or they'll give me a graph or a chart or some kind of statistic, and it will always come from a news source that's completely on one side. Like, they'll be a right-wing type person. They'll be a more conservative person. And then they'll give me their source where they got their idea from or whatever, whatever they said, where they got their information from. And it'll be from, like, Breitbart or Fox News or something like that. And I'm like, don't give me that. That's a whole fucking biased news source.
That's like,
that's like if I tell you Street Fighter is the best game ever made. And you go, well, how do you know that? What is your story? I'm like, well, it says so on this fucking chart that I saw on the internet. Okay, where you get the chart from? And I give you the fucking link, and it's just a Capcom.com. Like, no. No, that's biased. That's biased. Don't do that. Of course they're going to say that. That's their shit. Of course Breitbart is going to say that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group, or that Obama said that he wants a dictatorship. He want to be a dictator over the fucking United States. Of course they're going to say that. They are biased. I'm not saying get this shit from CNN or something like that. But find a news source. I was going to say find a news source that's not biased, but it's hard these days. It's hard. I'm not even going to lie. I like the older ones. I wish Dan Rather was still on the news. Dan Rather and Ted Koppel. Because you know they were not biased. They still be on Twitter and still be like, they be on Twitter and Instagram posting stuff like, well, the president lied about that one, or he lied about this, or he told the truth about that. Like, still being professional, still being unbiased, still being straight up and down in the middle. But the problem is when you're honest with people, and this is just people in general, when you're honest with people, they feel like you're just against them because it's something because you said something they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And that go for everything. If I tell you your car need to be painted because it's chipped up, these days people are more likely to go, well, you just hating. My car look fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, No, it don't, bro. Look at all these.
It does look fine, but it can look better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, and they'll automatically go, oh, you just hating. And it's the same way with people, especially people with politics and all that stuff. Like, I am more interested in the people who vote on the politics than I am with the politicians themselves. The politicians themselves are boring as fuck unless they come out and say some dumbass shit, like how motherfucker was talking about, what's his name, Louis Gohmert was talking about Mexicans coming over the border with calves as big as grapefruits. That dumbass shit. But unless it's something dumb like that, politicians are boring as fuck. I like following and talking to the people who vote, specifically right-wing people, specifically in that category, the graham crackers. They intrigue me. They intrigue me so much. And they say so many dumbass things. And they think that black people just hate them. It's like, we don't hate you. We just wonder why you were on that side. Like, why? Why would you choose to be on that side when those people are against you? And mm-hmm. they use you as a mouthpiece. It's like the kid in school that's a fucking nerd and would probably be bullied by motherfuckers. But the bullies didn't convince him that he cool as fuck because he with them. You trying to help, you trying to keep him from being bullied and trying to keep him from being taken advantage of, but he come over to you. Yeah, these are my friends. With the bullies standing behind him. Like, that's what they look like to me. And I've tried to talk to people about shit, especially with, like, police brutality and people getting shot and stuff like that, and I've shared my own experience. But the one thing that I noticed is that people on the other side will tell you that your experience, they have literally told me, your experience does not matter. These are the statistics. And I'm like, yes, but the statistics only show one side. You're looking at the statistics like, okay, 51% of people like fucking peanut butter and jelly. And they look at that like that means because most people like peanut butter and jelly, everybody like peanut butter and jelly. So it's an overwhelming, it's a majority, even if it's not an overwhelming majority. It's like, no. What about the other 49% that don't like the shit? Those people exist.
But they're also not looking at the hard facts of who are you testing? Are you testing only kids? Are you testing only adults? Like, you're not factoring those things in. Is this test rigged? Are y'all just...
They don't care about none of that stuff when it's on their side. Because they... How should I put it?
They dumb.
They love bringing up like they don't look at every piece of information and they don't think about shit before they say it. They love bringing up I'll see like a video or a picture with like it'd be like a police report where one black person shot another black person or one black person killed. Oh, prime example. It's a little white boy that got killed. I can't remember where. I do not remember where. This just happened recently. Everybody on the other side is talking about it. And he got killed by a black dude. Every time I see that photo, I go in the comments or in the thread, if it's on Twitter, to see what people saying about it. And it, without fail, I see people going, oh, where's Black Lives Matter now? Like, how come they're not protesting this? And I'm like, because the black dude was not a police officer. And he went to jail. That's why.
He's going to get justice. He's going to get justice. That's the answer. He's going to get justice. He's going to reap for his crime.
I went the fuck off on one of my friends down here. I don't even know if we still friends. I need to go check. She probably unfriended me on Facebook after I went off on her about this shit. It was a little black boy that got killed in the mall because the motherfucker started shooting at another motherfucker and the little boy got caught in the crossfire and got killed. And she posted on Facebook, so mad, all capital letters and shit. Oh, but Black Lives Matter, though. How come y'all ain't protesting this? I was like, because the nigga ain't the fucking police, you dumbass. They protest the police who go to people's houses and supposed to be, and they'll get a call. And serve. Right, they'll get a call like, hey, there's a guy out here walking around. He probably mentally challenged. I swear, I can't remember the story completely, but I'm generalizing, I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, the guy that was in the street?
Like this. Not that dude, not Elijah McClain. This was another one where somebody called it in. It was like, because they just saw him. But the one I'm talking about is they called it in. I'm just paraphrasing with this. They'll get a call from somebody, and the dispatcher would get the call, and the person would be like, hey, it's a guy out here, and he's just walking around talking and waving his hands in the air, acting crazy and stuff, but he probably mentally challenged. I just want y'all to come see what's up. And they show up, guns drawn, and shoot the guy. Then come to find out later he was mentally challenged and he didn't have a weapon. That's the type of shit Black Lives Matter is protesting. We ain't nobody protest. Black Lives Matter ain't protesting. We're not telling everybody that Black Lives Matter. They talking to the police. They talking to the motherfuckers with badges on and body cams that ain't never owned. They talking to them people. Ain't nobody talking to the fucking Dwayne from up the street. What? That ain't something you can just, that ain't something that's, you know, like black, like regular citizen on citizen violence, gang violence and all that type of stuff. They said they're going to go away with no protest because they are not organized. They are not government funded. They don't care about public opinion. Gangs just going to be gangs. And it's crazy that somebody has to tell another person that. Like, you got a whole brain. Use that shit. Like, that shit is for police. You can protest police. You can protest Wall Street. How you gonna protest the Crips? How you gonna protest? What, you gonna walk around with picket signs and red on?
Oh, God. That's funny.
Like, you can't do that. Like, you sound dumb. And it just lets you know about the disconnect between not even white. I don't even want to say white people. White people and graham crackers. Like, it's a disconnect. Because you don't even know. You think motherfuckers just walk around protesting and shit? No. That type of shit, people go in the community and talk to them. It was Roy Wood Jr. did a comedy special where he was talking about a dude. I forget what he said the dude's name was. But he go in Chicago, in the communities, in the neighborhoods of Chicago, where all that fucking violence that you see people talking about on the news and shit be happening, be going down there. And he goes straight in there and he be talking to them. I think it's like a ministry he be performing. He goes straight in there and be talking to them dudes. And just have regular conversation with them, try to get them to stop that shit. That's how you stop shit like that. You're not gonna do nothing with regular citizen violence with fucking a protest. I'll give you another scenario just to go on to the other side. The motherfuckers that killed that dude, them white people that was on that truck that killed that dude that was running around, even though he ran into an abandoned house and was in there looking around and shit. You think a protest is gonna stop that?
Nope.
They're still not police. They white, but it's still not police. They're not government funded. They bought them guns with their own money. It's going to stop that. The protest with them was because it took so long to get them in jail for doing that shit. The shit was on video. It had happened since February, but the motherfuckers didn't go to jail until like March.
And he didn't go to jail until it was in the media. So the media got some.
Like, they're not protesting the people. They protesting the motherfucking district attorneys and all these other people who should have been brought them in. Like, people like misdiagnosing problems because it's convenient for them. They like saying that Colin Kaepernick is kneeling because he want to disrespect the troops and the flag instead of just saying, well, he bringing attention to a problem. Because he ain't going to be able to bring attention to it by talking about it after every game because ain't nobody going to listen to him, which is the truth. Ain't nobody going to listen to him about this if you just keep talking about it. But you are you're forced to look at it if you keep kneeling at the beginning of every game. You're like, what the fuck is that nigger? What the fuck is that nigger? Kneeling for? Get your ass up.
Misdirecting the conversation, because misdirecting the conversation leaves it open for different discussions other than the main one that needs to be addressed.
They don't like addressing that shit at all. I've tried having discussions like that with people on my ship. When I was on my ship and after I left the Navy, and when I was like, while I've been a regular citizen and going on fucking Facebook, every time I post something, somebody got something to say about it. And I talk to them. I've invited people on this very show. They'll talk about it on Facebook with me all day. Soon as I say, hey, man, I got a podcast. You want to come on? Nah, man, I'm good. What the fuck is the difference?
Exposure.
They know they wrong. They know they wrong. They'd rather it stay on my comments, where only a few select people will see it, people that they know and that know they already know they like that, and people that I know who don't know them, as opposed to it being recorded forever on a podcast that can be played over and over again.
They're probably one of those people. They're like, if they just follow what the cops say, they won't die.
Probably one of those people.
Which is completely stupid. That bothers the crap out of me.
Tell that to Philando Castillo.
That are like, they're like, oh, well, if your son would have followed this and this and this, they wouldn't have died.
Which is the dumbest.
And I'm like,
that's still the dumbest shit.
Wake up every morning having to tell your child that, oh, you're 11 years old now. You need to be careful what you do. If you, for whatever reason, get stopped by a cop, follow everything that they say. Your life doesn't matter to them.
Because
you don't have to wake up every morning and tell them that.
Because,
like, it just, ugh.
Because some
it
shit
hurts me.
Some shit, even. Some shit is like, okay, it's already dumb enough to say some shit like, oh, well, if they just did what the cops said, you know what I'm saying? Because you already got Philando Castillo that did everything a police officer told him, and he still got shot like 5 times in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, even if, barring like the obvious stuff, of course, you get stopped by a cop, don't reach for no shit unexpectedly. Don't put your hand by your hip and shit. Don't even adjust your pants. Let them fall. Fuck it. You going to reach for your wallet? Let them know, hey, I'm about to put my hand in my back pocket for my wallet. I get that. Because they don't know what you're reaching for back there. Could be your wallet. Could be a gun. Could be a Pokemon card. They don't fucking know.
Well, there's also those situations that it's not even like a pullover. It's one of those, it's a wellness check, and they have to check the apartment. Why is your gun out if you try and do a wellness check?
That's the point I was about to get to. Even if you stop somebody as a police officer and they do some shit that they're not supposed to be doing. Like, for instance, whose feedback is that?
I think that's Nikki.
I can hear myself, and I don't like that.
I can't hear myself.
I definitely heard myself.
Yeah, I could hear you echoing, but I wasn't echoing.
Probably because you weren't talking right then. But, like, with the guy that fell asleep in his car, dude was trying to do the right thing. He fell asleep in his car. He was like, I've been drinking, so I didn't want to drive, so I just went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
In a Wendy's parking lot. And well, I think he fell asleep in the drive thru. I don't think he intended to go to sleep.
He definitely wasn't doing the right thing if he was in the drive thru driving.
Yeah, I forgot. What? I'm thinking he was in the parking lot. He wasn't in the parking lot. He was in the drive thru and he fell asleep. Like, okay. I think he had been drinking, right? You could give him a citation. You could give him a ticket for drinking and driving. I think, do they give tickets? I think they arrest you for that. You could, you know what I'm saying? Or you could just do the common sense thing and just be like, okay. Because I know how policing works. We just lost Nikki, but we're gonna keep going. Sweet, you still there?
Yep.
Okay. I can still invite her back. I'm gonna invite her back.
Yeah, invite her back
while I'm talking. You can still take the dude home. Like, I get in the squad car. You can leave your car right here, park in one of these parking lots, take your keys with you. I'm gonna take you home so you can go to sleep. And I understand how being a police officer is. You have to, that quota shit. That shit dumb as hell. I hate that shit. Because it's not real police.
But at the same time, they're not paid to be a babysitter. Like, they shouldn't have to be taking you home because you were irresponsible and chose not to.
They shouldn't.
Call a taxi ahead.
They shouldn't. But.
But at the same time, you shouldn't be dying because you're drunk.
Right. Because he ended up, I think he ran off. Motherfucker's trying to say, well, he was fighting for the gun. Like, y'all always had that same story. Every time a black person gets shot by police, y'all always holler, well, he was trying to get the gun. At this point, I think it's safe to say, black people ain't reaching for no more guns. Motherfuckers ain't reaching for the gun no more. Especially when you run it off. Because when you run away, you don't expect to get shot. I think if I run away, I'd have seen plenty of episodes of cops. I assume if I run away from the police at a traffic stop or something like that, they're going to chase me like they do on cops. They're going
to
chase you.
That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting to get tackled.
Yeah, they're going to chase you. They're going to catch you. They're going to tackle you. And they're going to arrest you and take you to jail. Now, one time, have I seen a motherfucker run from police on cops? And he was just like, you know what? I don't feel like running right now. And just shoot him. I ain't never seen it.
It's against protocol. The cops had already come out. The chief already said it. It's like, that is against protocol, and that is completely wrong. And I'm pretty sure the cop was fired for it.
Right. And it's like, I've seen with him and with George Floyd. It's like, okay, George Floyd, they said, whether it's true or not, they say he was forging checks or something like that. Check fraud or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this when I was younger, when I was like a teenager watching Cops. It happens. Like, all this unnecessary restraint that you put on a person when you already have them. You catch them, you know, put your knee in their back, put their arm behind their back. Like, you put their arm behind their back, and then you put the cuffs on. Okay. Why are you still restraining them? They hands are cuffed. They can't even get up. They lying on their stomach. At that point, I can get up. I can get up and stand there and look at you. You can't get up from that position. You might be able to roll over and maybe get up, but you can't do shit. You can't even run that. You cannot even run as fast without your arm swinging as you can with your arm swinging if your hands are cuffed. You can't run fast with your hands cuffed. Where are you going to go? Like, I feel like being a police officer, a lot of guys I don't feel like they're racist. I think it's just a problem of different police officers just doing whatever the fuck they want to do. And I've said that on this podcast before. But they're just doing whatever they feel like doing. It's just like, okay, yeah. I feel like beating your ass right now. I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to make up an excuse why I did it later. Like, it's dumb as hell. It's dumb as hell and unnecessary. But we're going to go ahead. We had, 68 minutes? I'm going to cut it short right now because I don't know if Nikki is coming back.
No, I won't let her join.
Yeah. Thank you for being on. Nikki thanks you too, I'm sure, in spirit. Because I wouldn't mind if you were a regular guest on the show.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Definitely some interesting topics.
We can put you on the photo. We do for a new photo anyway. Because it's just me and Nikki on there right now. We have been inactive. I'm talking to the listeners now. We've been very inactive. That's going to change. I'm thinking about changing the group. I'm thinking about changing the page from, I think it's a regular page now, and I'm going to change it to a group. so that people can post in there. Because I don't think people can post in there right now. I think it's just us. And all three of us are going to be like the moderators for the group. So if you're listening to this, you might get a notification on Facebook if you already if you already like the page, you might get a notification to another one. And it might not be Conversation Nation. It might be, I might call it Conversation Nation so that people know it's us, and then change it to, because I'm thinking about changing the name to like the Conversation Station or something like that. I'm not a fan of the Conversation Nation name. Not a fan. I just put it on there because I wanted to hurry up and go ahead and do a podcast and stop procrastinating with it. We're going to work on not having all these long breaks in between episodes. We'll start doing a whole podcast schedule. So, but we appreciate y'all listening. And I'll see y'all next week. Thank you.